The word that's most often used for settling of the mind, the word jhana, is a sometimes it's the used as the equivalent of just meditation. This is what meditation is. The well-known idiom or phrase that is used by the Buddha, that you know, meditate because you know there are these roots of trees, there are these empty places. Meditate because lest you sort of regret the opportunity that's passed. And the word that is used is the word with jhana, and it's there's a sometimes there's an over exalted use of the words that has a whole constellation of expectations that are coupled with that, and it's important to not get drawn into that measuring of the mind too much in the sense of attainment. One obviously has to measure the mind, but measuring the mind from the point of, is the mind at ease? Is the mind not at ease? Is the mind, say, comparing and feeling driven to attain something that that one only has a concept of? Am I trying to, compare myself to others? So and so got second jhana. I'm just a lowly first jhana, that kind of competitive comparing, measuring, is so inimical to the whole practice. But really, the mind needs to be settled, focused, steady, bright and peaceful, and it gets in the way when there is this that sense of totting up how much one is has gained or what level one has achieved. And just Ajahn Chah would always emphasize, is the mind suffering or is it not suffering? is the mind steady or is it not steady? Is it mindful or is it not mindful? And all of these, that tendency is sort of so unmindful, it gets obstructs. To attend to what is it that allows the mind to become more peaceful and to be more clear, rather than what level did I get, or did I get anything at all? Because that's suffering right there. I didn't get it. I'm bereft. I'm missing out. I'm never going to get it. That whole line of thought, trajectory in the mind is painful. So that the whole purpose of the practice is really, okay, gladdening the mind, settling the mind.